Hey guys, welcome to the Pure Moments Podcast. I'm your host, Naja. Today I have the most exciting, most inspired by her. Again, I found her on IG and her page really spoke to me. And of course, I had to reach out to her to see if she would love to come on to our podcast. Her name is Tina, and I'm going to give her an opportunity to share a little bit about herself, but there was just things that I saw on her Instagram page and just even within her bio that was extremely inspiring for young girls, teen girls, you know, who may be juggling going to school, who are going to school and maybe playing a sport and doing different things, you know, outside of school. So today we have Tina on, and I am really excited. So welcome, Tina. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. So I'm a middle child of a family of five, and I am creative and artistic. Like, I like drawing and photography. And I like trying new things. Like, recently I had an opportunity to shoot some photos at a BML protest. So,
oh, wow.
And, like, just looking at those photos is very inspiring and powerful, just looking at it from a different perspective.
Oh, my goodness. Were you nervous to go to the protest? Or, like, did you just feel like this is something that you needed to do?
Yeah, I was a little nervous at first, but it was very powerful. Like, it was really inspiring to see, like, all those people just come together as one, protesting about the same thing.
Wow. So are your photos going to be published somewhere, or does someone just need them for just their own personal, you know, their own personal use?
Well, right now, they're personal, but I'm thinking about trying to get them out there.
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I hope, you know, you do decide to put them out there, because I would absolutely love to see them. Wow.
Yeah.
So I see on your page that you play soccer. Can you tell us what made you, you know, decide to play soccer?
Well, I've been playing since I was three, and it's always been, like, something I've loved. And it's a competitive and challenging sport, but it's fun as well. So I enjoy it.
Okay. Is it tough being a soccer player?
Sometimes it's a little tough, because you have to learn how to, like, manage your time and, like, with all these other activities you're doing. So sometimes it can be tough, but you could push through it.
Do you think you want to play professionally?
I definitely want to go to college and play. I'm still thinking about it professionally, because well, I have, like, other passions and dreams, but I definitely want to. One of my goals is to go to college and play.
Nice. Do you have a dream college that you would love to play for?
I want to go to UCLA. Definitely because of the weather. But my mom, she wants me to, like, stay close to home, so I don't know.
Oh, I can't blame her. I know you just mentioned you have brothers. You have sisters, too?
Yeah, I have a sister and a brother.
Okay. Wow. Well, I mean, you never know. Mom, you know, some parents, though, like, because they want their kids to go to their dream college, some parents know how dream college is. And, you know, just so that they can still be close to their child. So, you know, you never know what your mom may do. I see that you are a brand ambassador for Just Strong and Trend Dance. How did you become? How long have you been a brand ambassador for those brands?
I've been a brand ambassador for about like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's fun to like think about like how I'm going to like promote the brand and like how I'm just going to get their stuff out there.
So I'm curious, like, how did they find you? Was it the same way I found you? They just saw your Instagram page and reached out to you?
Yeah, they saw my Instagram page and they DM'd me.
Wow.
About promoting.
That's awesome. We're like, when you, and I'm sure, like, you know, when you get messages like this, like, is it kind of like the shock to you that, like, you know, to be, you know, as young as you are and big brands are reaching out to you, like, do you ever just be in kind of like a disbelief sometimes?
Yeah, it's definitely a big shock because, like, I never, like, think they'd find me in that way and think I was, like, the right fit to, like, show their clothes and stuff, like, show their brands, their produce. So it was definitely surprising that they wanted me to do that for them.
That's also, I mean, that's an honor, you know, and that's
yeah.
something that many kids wish for at such a young age. So that's a real blessing for you. That's awesome. What does it mean to be a brand ambassador for those brands? Like, you know, what does it mean to you personally, and what is it that they want you to do?
Well, I'm basically representing them and their merchandise and brands, so their sales can increase and more people will, like, find out what they have to offer. Yeah.
But, like, what does
I
it
guess
mean?
What it means to me, well, representing their brand and just, I guess, like, kind of modeling, but, like, presenting their clothes on my page.
Yeah. Gotcha. We also see that you're a model. Is that something that you strive to be, or, again, did someone, you know, reach out to you and say, hey, you know, we would love for you to be a model in our show?
It's not something, like, I have a career in, but, yeah, it's something, like, some people reach out to me for.
Okay. Were you nervous the first time you walked the runway?
So I was in a camp. So since we were, like, preparing a few days before the show, and I had to walk out, like, in front of people who were going to be in the show, like, the models, I wasn't as nervous as I thought I was going to be, and my confidence grew just because of that, which is the main reason I wanted to do it, to build my confidence.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Okay. So how do you manage being a student, an athlete, a model, and a brand ambassador? Like, how do you do all of this?
Well, it's definitely hard at times, you know, like, having to stay up at night and doing some stuff like soccer practice, having to stay up and do my schoolwork and stuff, and, like, just keeping everything on track. But I always prioritize my schoolwork in front of everything, and I just adjust everything else to what works for me.
Gotcha. So, like, do you have a planner that you use, or does your mom keep you organized? like with your schedule and with, you know, what's going on for the day?
I have some planners and I use calendars, so like I stay more on top of things because that's definitely hard for me.
Gotcha. Are your friends supportive of what you do?
Yeah, I would say they understand because most of my friends are like athletes and do similar things. So like when I'd have to like miss activities or like ask them to be there, they definitely try to be there.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
What do you tell yourself on days when you're tired of being the student, the athlete, the model? What do you tell yourself on those days when you're over it?
Well, like, I just think about, like, how far I've come and, like, how I've been able to, like, push through so far. So, and just think about that and it motivates me to, like, keep going.
So where do you find daily motivation to keep going? Is it, well, I guess you just kind of answered it, really, so... Is something that you're telling yourself? Do you give yourself affirmations to speak to yourself? Do you know what affirmations are?
No.
Okay, so affirmations are like, I am beautiful, I am strong, I'm a great athlete. These are kind of like positive statements and sentences that you would say to yourself, that some people say to themselves on a daily basis, to get them pumped up, to give them that daily reminder about, you know, how awesome and how strong they are. I mean, not everyone does it, but, you know, a lot of people do that on a daily basis to keep themselves motivated. That's all.
Yeah, I definitely use some affirmations. I try to tell myself I can do this, and, like, if I don't get something the first time, I use affirmations and stuff, and I have, like, posters and stuff around, like, the house to, like, just keep me motivated and keep me going, something
Good.
I can
Perfect.
Look at.
Perfect, perfect. So what would you tell a little girl who wants to be a great athlete and student but feels as though she doesn't have the skills to be both?
I would say to them, like, if you're really passionate about, like, if you're really passionate about it, whatever you want to do, then, like, you'll find a way to make it work. But you have to be flexible, and you have to, like, put in the work to be able to become, like, better at what you want to do. And, like, build your skills. But, like, don't focus about, like, the others around you. But, like, focus on your development.
That is awesome. That's a great, great, that's great advice, you know, to give a person. Tina, you know, I enjoy talking with you today. You seem, you know, much further advanced as a young person than some other young kids out in this world. You know, you seem very focused, and as of today, you know, pretty sure as to, you know, what you want to do and how to really go about achieving the things that you want to achieve. So, you know, that's an awesome, you know, you're an awesome person. You're welcome. I look forward to seeing your growth on your, you know, your IG page, things of that nature, and I will definitely make sure, guys, that I link her her Instagram page in our show notes so that you can go check out her page, see the kinds of things that she's doing with her brand, with her modeling, even hopefully we'll get to see those protest photos, her photography. She is just, you know, she's an awesome, well-rounded young lady, and this is what Pure Moments is all about, highlighting young people that are doing amazing things within themselves, within their communities, within their lives. So, Tina, thank you again. And guys,
thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Don't forget to check out her IG page, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.